This December here at Trinity, we are taking a deep dive into Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, and looking at the ghosts of Christmas. And just looking at how this story reveals to us the importance of generosity, both now, in the present, in our physical lives, but also the impact that it has in our spiritual lives. And actually, this coming Tuesday is actually also Giving Tuesday, which is a day that's sort of designated to celebrate and to practice generosity. And so in line with those themes, I thought it would be great to just sit down with a few members from Trinity's congregation and talk about what is generosity and how do we practice that. So I'm really excited to welcome Liz and Dave and Bob to the podcast. Thank you all for joining me, folks.
Thank
you. Here.
Okay, so we're just going to dive right into it. And my first question is, just what is generosity? What does that word even mean to you? Do you want to start us off, Liz?
Sure. I think at its sort of most fundamental level is giving without an expectation of anything in return. It's just a sort of altruistic gesture that you make.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Either of you want to add anything to that?
I guess I would only add it's usually oftentimes an expression of your helping, helping somebody that has a need, or could be just cheering somebody up. It's usually something we're doing a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dave, to sort of tack onto what Dave said, it's you know, when people think of giving, many people think of financial giving, but it's also your time, it's your talents, it's giving of self. And that's also very important as well.
Right. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And do you think generosity, it's sort of one blanket word, but do we feel like it looks the same for everybody, or is generosity maybe individually tailored a little bit?
Yeah, I think it is tailored because, you know, the biblical example of the widow's mite, where the widow comes and gives not of her excess, but of her poverty. And to me, you know, God has blessed all of us with individual elements, whether it's your spiritual gifts, whether it's some people are financially better than others. And I think thus our giving, our generosity is tailored to who we are, who is God. God is innately given to us.
Sure.
I just add too that it's really it's a gesture that God has given us much. He's created us.
Yeah.
And it's probably not surprising that God expects us to follow God's behavior.
Right.
We can't match it in the dimension, but we can do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think for many people, they want to be generous, and because it comes out of that.
Right.
And at the same time, there's a pragmatic, in most cases, I think, or in many cases, when you're generous to someone else, you get some satisfaction or feeling. That isn't the reason you want to be generous, but it's kind of a payback that just happens.
Yeah.
I remember I was in Europe in one of the countries that was in just a terrible mess, and a little boy, he was 10, his arm had been broken by a soldier. They were living in a school gym and so forth, and when he got a piece of chocolate from somebody, and he turned to me, and he wanted to share it with me. It was one of the most genuine expressions, I thought, from a boy of about 7 years old.
Right, yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Liz?
Well, I think, I agree that it's generosity sort of flows out of who we are individually and what we've experienced, and also sort of, you know, to Dave's point, in recognition that, you know, we've received so much from God in so many ways, and not just financially, but in, you know, in the relationships that we create and the opportunities that come our way. And so, you know, when we are generous, you know, it's out of our own, you know, what we have to give, right? And so for some of us, you know, it's financially, whatever that level is. And, you know, for others, it's, you know, they're sharing their wisdom. And or their time and volunteering, you know, you know, we've got the parish hall and the kitchen right here behind us, and there's a team of volunteers in the kitchen who are, you're making coffee and setting up the cookies. Like, and I think that everybody has different ways to give and has the ability to give too. And it's, you know, for Christians, it's rooted in our recognition that everything we have is a gift from God, you know, and generosity is our way of sort of expressing that, you know, the thanks that we have to, for everything that God's given us.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you both Dave and Liz, you've sort of touched on this idea that our generosity comes first out of the generosity of God. Right, that God has given us so much, and so we sort of give a portion of that on to others and back to God in the same sort of way. Are there other things that you think sort of prompt a life of generosity, maybe for you individually or for us as a church?
Well, I think Dave touched on this. You know, the joy is in the giving, and time and time again, I see that in my own life, that, you know, again, it's not why we give, but there's the joy that comes back from the giving.
Right.
You know, personal example, you know, we have the relationship right now with Trinity with Nueva Frontera, but we've had a long-standing relationship with Honduras that goes back to, you know, 2000, maybe even a little earlier. And, you know, I was able to do multiple trips to Honduras with World Vision to visit a local area development program. And just the joy that came back to me from that was, you know, far more than the cost of getting there or the labor we did. It was ultimately seeing what we were doing as a church and what I was doing individually. That's God's reward to us.
I would add too that being generous is a freeing experience, right? I mean, I remember back when I was, you know, just came to faith. And, you know, I was living on my own and single and didn't have a lot of money. And you often would wonder, you know, how I was going to pay the rent and that, you know, just really challenging times. And then, you know, my brother led me to faith and it sort of started this journey. And, you know, lots of conversations about giving. And, you know, at first I'm like, how can I do that? I mean, I struggle to pay the rent and all of that kind of thing. But little by little, I grew my giving muscle.
Sure.
Right? And, you know, so little by little, I was sort of like, I think I can squeeze out, you know, $10 or whatever it was. And what I found was, you know, God was faithful in meeting my needs. Right. And so and the more I sort of looked back on how God provided and his faithfulness, you know, it encouraged me to stretch a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And, you know, and now it's easier. I mean, it depends. Right. But I think it sort of freed me, you know, the grip that I had on money and those resources and the worry about it, you know, to just sort of like slowly sort of ease out of that and step forward more. And there's such joy in that freedom. I highly recommend it.
I think too, generosity brings a healthiness in our lives. And I realize everybody's situation is different. But it seems to me, and through Scripture, it's very clear in the Old Testament and the New Testament was to be generous and care for other people. And it hasn't changed. It's still that way right now. And that's really, I think, important when we live our lives to understand. And we're also accepting generosity. That's also part of it. When somebody does something really special, it doesn't have to be big, but to acknowledge it, for example. I remember I was in a line at the grocery store early on when we came to Canada, and a little boy ahead of me, he was helping his mother doing everything. And I couldn't resist it. I said, you're a really good young man. I said, I'd just like to buy you a little treat.
Sure.
And the lady behind me said, "Now what are you doing now? Now you're spoiling him," or something like that. Just kind of knocked the wind out of the whole thing.
Sure.
But I do think those moments where we can express is really important, whether it's tangible or just a word.
Sure.
Because so many people in our busy world oftentimes don't have very good conversation.
Yeah. And they're not often always seen either. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important. That recognition piece is really important.
So we've started some storytelling already, but maybe can you share a time of when you were blessed by someone else's generosity? What has that looked like in your own lives? Now we're all thinking.
I remember, just after when my father passed away 6 years ago now, and we were, and the funeral was here at Trinity, and then, a little reception, but then the family came back to our house for an Irish wake, and we were expecting a lot of people, and I was like, how am I going to manage this, feeding people and making sure they had something to drink. And my best friend and her husband stepped forward and we're going to take care of this. You can just relax, enjoy your guests, and we're going to man the kitchen. We're going to handle all, heating all the, nibblies and making sure there's drinks for everyone. And I was just, and sadly she passed away 2 years ago. But her legacy lives on, I can tell you that. But it was just, I wasn't really surprised, but because that was her nature. She was a generous person, but it made such an impact on me and Al and Alex, to be able to spend time with family. And, one by one, family members would wander into the kitchen, to talk to them and find out who are these people? And, but it just freed us up to really have a space to honor my father as family members. And it just, it brings me to tears just, talking about it now, even after 6 years. But, those actions have huge impact, and sometimes with eternal consequences too.
Of course,
I do remember, and it kind of building a little bit on what you were saying, Liz. This is many years ago, but I was fairly new to Trinity. I guess I'd been here about 4 or 5 years, and my oldest daughter had to go in to SickKids for some pretty significant surgery. She was under for 13 hours. And, out of the blue, I get a call from Harold Percy. And he said, "Listen, I'm coming downtown. I just want to spend time with you and Sue. Can tell me where you are?" Went out for coffee just had a long talk. And that to me epitomized generosity of time. The idea he just, came all the way downtown, spent time with my wife and I, and prayed with us. And a memory I'll cherish the rest of my life.
Yeah, what about for you, Dave?
Oh, so many things to, I think, talk about. I guess the big one for us is when our daughter died in the last few years. That was really a shocker for us.
Yeah.
And the church just, you know, just stood and cared for us and extended family, friends. I mean, all those sorts of things are really important. And they're tremendous gifts when you're really up against the wall with things that are just so tragic and difficult. And I think for me, that's been the strongest thing in my immediate experience. But I'm also intrigued with the idea, if we have a generous spirit, it doesn't mean that you're giving everything away or whatever, but to have a generous spirit so that people kind of feel that and feel it's a safe place to talk to you and be able to say something. And I think that's something that's kind of, we don't always appreciate it, but I think it's so critical in all of our lives, because we all have ups and downs, and it's really important. And that's why I think the whole idea of this is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What stands out to me from all of your stories is that, you know, these examples of generosity that are so meaningful to you aren't significant financial gifts. You know, like maybe there's a financial component to it, but really it's that gift of presence.
Yeah.
It's that gift of taking out the time, the space, the emotional energy to just give of yourself and be with other people. And I think so often when we think about generosity, as I think you said earlier, we think of it in financial terms, but that's really only a small piece of it, isn't it?
Yeah. And what would our community be like if we didn't, if we weren't generous people, generous with our time, welcoming the newcomer, you know, or walking alongside someone who's in difficulty or, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, what would it look like without generosity? It would not be a great place.
I like the way that you sort of framed it, Dave, that it's a generous spirit that then like opens up that space for community to really happen.
And I find so many people just respond with a smile. You're busy in the airport and just you do something, just I enjoy that. It's not totally without a payback, because their smile or whatever the engagement is just encourages me. And I think there's, especially in our busy world today, there's most people are quite open for just a couple of seconds to see a smile or an interest in some kind.
And who knows the impact of that? I mean, that smile could have been the only one they got that day or that week, you know? And it's cost nothing.
But I do want to say, let's not miss the money side of things here.
Sure.
We got a campaign coming here.
That's true. That's true.
And that's important, because our money, our wealth, our substance are really important to us, and obviously. But at the same time, we kind of have to run it through the same kind of screen of, okay, we're people who want to follow Christ. We want to love our neighbor. Okay, how are we going to do that?
Right.
And one of the ways you're going to do that, one expression of it, is giving financially, because this doesn't happen without some some funds that help us do the things that God wants us to do. So I'm excited about this campaign. I think it'll be great. We have lots of opportunities, and our church and the wider community that we're working in, they're looking to us to be able to help, and to and as well as what we're doing within our immediate church community here with all the opportunities we have there as well.
Well said.
And we've mentioned a few times throughout this conversation the idea that we're generous with others, and we you know, we try to bless other people, but actually it does bring benefit and blessing on to us as well. Like, I can think about, you know, when I'm generous with my time, you know, volunteering with someone, with an organization, or just spending time with someone, like, I reap the rewards of that relationship as well. Mm-hmm. Or when I give financially to a church or to another organization, just getting to read the stories and the impact of that financial generosity. So just wondering if you can share, how have you been blessed by being generous and giving what God has given to you? Or any stories, any memories that come to mind for you?
Well, for me, what comes to my mind was my dad. Mm-hmm. I grew up on a dairy farm, and he was moved into sort of machinery.
Okay.
We were in a little church that never, we were in a basement, and it never got above the basement.
Okay.
Okay. But my dad would always give at church. He was a tither, and I really grasped that. I think, you know, a parent sets an example, but you still have to decide, do I really believe this?
Sure.
Do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
But my dad's discipline about that was really foundational for me.
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel, you know, there have been moments where I've been not had much money or whatever, so I understand what that's like. But most of my life, I've been able to, you know, I've been able to give. I believed in the tithing, mm-hmm. and I try to do more than that. But that's another part of, I think, that's made my spiritual journey, my journey following Christ, another way it's meaningful to me.
Sure. Yeah.
And it may seem strange to some people when you're talking about giving money to something else, but when you think about it, you buy things that you like, that if you wear or whatever it is,
yeah.
Well, this is the same thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like it. Yeah, I feel good about it. It's
right.
Something that I want to do. I feel a responsibility.
Yeah.
For me, I go back to when we had the fire here in 1998, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was on the parish executive, and I actually don't even remember. I think I was either rector's warden or treasurer. I don't remember now. But, you know, and the grief that I was going through personally after the fire, because we were, you know, we had a plan that to renovate the church, to expand the church. We were bursting at the seams. And it caused me to question my own faith. Is this what God wants us for us at Trinity?
Right.
And the response afterwards, the financial generosity and the giving, but also just people gathering and supporting each mm-hmm. other and the rebuilding, you know, that to me was God's answer.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that we knew we were going to get through this, and we knew that we were going to be blessed.
Yeah.
And that to me was I got way more out of that than what I put in terms of my giving and my involvement with mm-hmm. with the parish executive. So that will again stay with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to build on that, there was a little Pentecostal church, not even in our community, I think somewhere in Toronto, and they gave all their mission money to our church.
Wow.
We didn't know anybody there.
Yeah.
They just stepped up.
Wow.
That was, to me, one of the first signs that God's in this.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get through
sure.
this.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I look forward to, now in my role, I see lots of, you know, financial information and stuff, but it's always astounding to me when I, like, see my own giving statement, mm-hmm. you know, we send them, or tax receipts, probably better, and I look at it, and I'm like, what? You know, and it's like, and just knowing that, you know, my tithe and my offerings are helping to create and support a wonderful community and to advance the mission of Trinity and the broader church, you know, introducing people to Jesus and draw enfolding them into a faith community and walking alongside them in their faith journey, just like someone walked alongside me when I was a baby Christian, and I had to learn a lot of stuff, and everything seemed really weird at the beginning. But just being part of that story, you know, and someone and all the journeys of different people, and just helping to support that in whatever way, you know, God, you know, invites me to do that, right? You know, whether it's financial giving, but lots of other ways, you know, at being part of this community or any faith community. I mean, that's just the best gift that you could have, right?
For sure,
being
for sure.
part of the kingdom in this way.
Well, thank you all so much, folks, for your generosity and giving me some of your time and your stories and, just sharing the ways that you have been impacted by the generosity of others and that you have been able to extend that gift. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly.
And for those who are watching, I hope that you are able to pull some nuggets, some inspiration from this as well, especially as we move into this Christmas season, that you would think about how you can take what God has given you, whether that's finances or time or energy or other gifts, and extend that back to others. So we'll see you again for next week's episode of Trinity Talks.